Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Here he is, compliments of Harvey Norman Computers. You want a computer, just as long as Jerry Harvey's not in the store, because he can't even work a mobile phone. But the other people up there are really expert. Oh, that'll get back to old Grumpy Guts. Speaking of Grumpy Guts, Richard Pasco, how are you, mate?
Well, life could not be better, Pilco, when Port Adelaide's on top of the premiership table, let me tell you.
Oh, gee, the phone's cut out. We've lost Richard, unfortunately. Do you know what Josh Sampson, and he was threatened with a sack, do you know what he said? He said Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows are to be congratulated because they are shining examples of social distancing. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, he said the Swampies are on top, and he said, we're at the bottom. How far apart can you get?
There we go.
Oh, he's a smart aleck. Mate, look, believe it or not, I'm getting a thing on the mobile phone from a distribution centre tracking my package. I got no idea. I thought I knew where my package was. This is a $3.50 shipping fees have not been paid, and delivery will not take place until after payment. I've had about four or five of these. It's got to be a ridiculous scam for $3.50, has it not?
Yeah, it is. They want you to click on Pilco. You put your credit card details in, then they'll steal your credit card.
Oh, is that what you do? Is that
right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the $3.50 has got nothing to do with it at all?
No, nothing to do. So, I'll just log on there and I'll just put my $3.50 in on my credit card, and then they've got all your details.
Okay. I think it's hardly worthwhile for $3.50. Why would you go to the bloody trouble of contacting Grandpa and saying that he's got a package that hasn't been paid for and it's not going to be delivered until he pays the $3.50? Nothing at all to do with the $3.50.
No.
It's the credit card information they're after.
It is a pure thing of a phishing scam out there. So they put that little bait in front of $3.50. Doesn't matter. If I lose it, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Put your credit card details in. They're gone. Your bank account will go. That's it.
Oh, God, now you tell me. No, I didn't do it.
Well, that's good.
Oh, okay. Gary is the victim of a scam. G'day, Dopey. How are you?
I'm well, Pilco. Thanks all the same. I'm recovering.
Okay. What do you mean? Why? What's happened?
Well, I'm recovering from my stupidity.
Go on.
In answering a scam call.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It came through as Telstra Security, and he had all the guff and to suck you in, and I got sucked in. Okay.
And did it cost you anything?
What? Try about 10 grand.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, yeah.
Tell Richard exactly what was the scam. Have you heard of this one, Richard?
Yeah. Gary, I went out to see Gary. And that's why I urged you to come on the radio. I said you treat him nicely, but you've shot that down in flames now. poor old Gary fell to talking to these people on the phone. And a lot of time, if you keep talking to them, they will convince you that they're genuine. And, you know, kept him on the phone for a very long time, gained access to his computer.
No.
And in the end, it was the bank accounts that suffered for both him and his wife. So, you know, Yeah, and once you've let somebody do that, you've got to get somebody out like me to come along and clean things up afterwards, make sure there's nothing been left behind. But I feel very, very sorry for Gary and his wife, because Gary's a lovely bloke when I went out there to meet him. And we've got to say, good on Gary for coming on the radio, because people who get scammed don't want to come in and talk about it. And that's why I urged him to come on today, tell us about it. Because, you know, if Gary's done, there are others out there that do it that never say a word because they feel embarrassed about what's happened.
Of course you do, yeah. You feel like a goose and you've lost all. And, Gary, you lost about $10,000 yourself and your wife. Bloody hell.
Yeah, I scammed the account getting in there. And his name was John Wilson.
Yeah.
And he gave me his security identification. And they ring in on with a private number. And what sucked me in was that my son rings me from time to time from his business, which is a private number. And I thought it might have been him calling. But so this Indian voice came through and got into the computer and sucked me in right in.
And the money's gone. There's no way in the world you're going to get the $10,000 back. What did the bank say when you contacted them?
Okay, well, they went into referred it through to, referred it through to the fraud branch of the bank, and you go also get, I went to the police station, and they helped me fill out a website, Commonwealth website called Acorn, and that's where it's registered for by the Commonwealth for scammers.
Yeah.
They then issue where they think it may have come from and refer it through. So they referred it back to the South Australian Police for follow-up.
Yeah.
And they've identified that it's come from a Melbourne place in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And we've been able to trace the bank account numbers, etc., to which the money was transferred. So, fingers crossed, may be able to be redeemed.
Oh.
If this John Wilson ended up with Ahmed Usam.
Oh.
And if that's the Irish, I'll go E for Chasey.
Yeah, I hope he gets the bar as any barracks for Collingwood. Yeah, good on you, Gary, and congratulations for at least having, as Richard said, the courage to come on and join us on the show. Ah, oh, gee. Julie has given us a ring with a question for Richard. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Pilko. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Julie.
That is such a sad story. I mean, what is this world coming to when people do that? Now, the problem that I have is, Richard, what is the best way to listen to 5AA through my phone?
What sort of phone have you got, Julie?
I have got a Samsung A50.
Yep.
And I have got the app. I thought, well, I'll just get the app, in which I did. Now, what happens is it doesn't... I could be anywhere, but it'll stop, it'll start, it'll repeat.
I know
what I'm saying, don't you?
I know your issue straight away. This happens all the time. When you start to listen to the 5AA app, if you're going out, turn off Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So it just uses data, and it's the same thing. You know, when I go out for a run in the morning, so I leave my house. And when I'm on Wi-Fi, and I run down the road, and I'm listening to the Breakfast Boys in the morning, it will drop my Wi-Fi and it will pick up the 4G signal, but it goes along and starts to repeat, and then the ad comes on and it cuts in and out until
absolutely. And then I have to go back to my phone and then press buttons to try to start. And I'm stopping and starting all the time. And see, I used to have a Walkman, which was fabulous. That never did that.
That's all right, but your Walkman wasn't hooking up to the Wi-Fi. Turn off Wi-Fi. Just use your data, because it uses, listening to the radio, and I encourage everybody to listen to us, it uses very, very little data, about 25, if you listen to it all day long, you use about 25 meg, which is hardly anything.
Oh, right, because I've only got 10 gigabytes.
So 25 meg, you can be listening to us for, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks without even coming close to that.
Really? So actually, when I hang up, I'm going to go back. So the app's fine. So I just go through the app.
Yeah, just go through the app, turn off Wi-Fi, start listening to us, and you'll be fine, Julie.
Righto, Julie. Good luck with that one. Glenn Gowrie, a question for Richard from Fiona. It's 16 minutes past two. Hi, Fiona.
Good afternoon, Silko and Richard. How are you going?
Good.
That's good. I have a couple of computers here that have died, and we need the hard drives wiped.
Right, are they running Windows 10?
I don't know what they were running, but they've been dead for years.
They've been dead for years. So have you got a computer that can still make a CD or a DVD?
Yeah, we've both got laptops. Now,
yep.
If you
want everything wiped off them so that nobody will ever get anything off those drives, there is a program you can download and you literally burn a CD on it. It's called Derek's Boot and Nuke. And you just have to Google that. You make it, you put it in, and it will start running and it will wipe that hard drive for you.
Oh, Okay.
You don't sound too sure, Fiona.
It's called Derek Boot and Nuke.
I tell you what, Fiona, do you know what? You've got to give Richard a ring after the program, and have a talk to him, and he can explain it to you, because I just got a gut feeling you're thinking, what the hell is this all about? Righto. Okay, we'll get to, let's see, Greg at Elizabeth Downs and John at Pasadena. You'll be our next callers for Richard Pascoe. Here for the people at Harvey Norman Computers, it's 17 minutes past two now.
Comfort is more than a word. It's kind of hard to explain, but if comfort was something you could wrap around you, something you could sink into, it would be Mini Jumbuck. Mini Jumbuck are Australia's favourite wool bedding products, made right here in South Australia from the finest Australian wool. Handcrafted quilts, mattress toppers, pillows and more. So if you're looking for comfort, visit Mini Jumbuck in McLaren Vale, Narra Court or online. Mini Jumbuck. Australian made, Australian owned.
Take control of your freedom with RAA's extensive range of quality and comfortable mobility scooters and accessories. We stock a variety of ShopRider models, from all-rounders that get you everywhere you need to go, to compact fold-and-go scooters for the shops or on holidays. Plus, if you're an RAA member, there are great discounts available across all models. To book a no-obligation free demonstration in-store or at home, head online into your local RAA shop or call us on 1800 251 254.
Keep on moving on.
Yeah, Greg at Elizabeth Downs and John at Pasadena and Jackie at Gillis Plains. You'll be the next callers for Richard. Just a reminder that Bronte Emanuel from Toop and Toop is in that real estate interactive lounge of ours. He's there till about 2:30. Give him a call on 0439 828 882. Eight's all over the joint. 0439 828 882. And Bronte Emanuel there. Any advice you're looking for in real estate, Bronte's the man to have a talk to. From Toop and Toop, and might be selling a property, buying a property, renting a property, perhaps even property management advice that you're after. Bronte will have it for you expertly and free of charge. There right now on 0439 828 882. Bronte in that interactive real estate lounge of ours till 2:30.
Excuse the noise, dear. It's Frank. He comes to mow my lawns. Frank, can you turn it off a minute? I'm trying to talk.
Sorry, Doris.
Oh, that's better. Frank's with Life Without Barriers. I signed up with their home care packages, and now Frank comes, and I also get help with shopping and cleaning each week. Give Life Without Barriers a call. They're terrific.
Call 1800 313 117 to arrange a home care plan. Life Without Barriers. Care for you, designed by you. Visit lwb.org.au.
We're all in this together.
Those words feel especially true right now. It's good to know our super will help us and our economy bounce back. If you're with an industry super fund, your money is invested in things that create jobs and keep Aussie businesses strong, delivering good long-term returns that benefit all of us. After all, we're all in this together. Find out more at industrysuper.com. Consider the PDS and your own circumstances which have not been accounted for before making a decision.
Stream the 2020 Toyota AFL Premiership season with KO from just $15 a month for 12 months. Exclusive to Telstra. Visit Telstra today.
For new and returning KO customers on a Telstra consumer postpaid plan, redeemed by September 30, 2020.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Caravan Repairs. Easy insurance repairs, fast. This is Tony Pilkington.
And this is our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, for the people at Harvey Norman. Harvey Norman Computers. If it's a computer you're after, whip along to your local Harvey Norman store and say, look, Richard Pascoe suggested I pop in and have a chat and a bit of a look-see at what you've got and some advice regarding the purchase of a computer. Righto, up at Elizabeth Downs. Greg with a question for Richard Pascoe. Hello, Greg.
G'day, Pilko.
And Richard, yeah, what's your question?
Yeah, just heard a review of the Active 2 Galaxy smartwatch. Just wondering what your thoughts are on them.
They're okay. They're not an Apple Watch. Let me put it that way.
So oh, what a glowing endorsement. That one. Big pause and they're okay. Yeah, go on.
They're okay.
And what sort of Bluetooth range do they have? Like if your phone's at one end of the house, you know, will you get a alert on your watch to tell you that it's ringing or you've got a text, that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, you've got to keep it within reason. I mean, Bluetooth depends on your house as well, probably for a start, depending on how far Bluetooth will travel in your home. So I always say to people it's probably about 20, 30 feet. That's about it.
Oh, is that
okay. All right. Yeah. And the I've got a Garmin, just a step counter, and they've got smartwatches around the same price as the Active 2.
Yep.
Do they do much the same thing?
Much the same thing. Probably like the Garmin a bit more on that as well. So I think the I think Garmin are doing quite a good job out there.
Okay. All right. And there's a any particular one of the Garmins? There's a few.
There is the more expensive one. I've got and that might sound badly saying that, but it is the you're getting what you pay for with the Garmin watches. So some of the cheaper fitness ones out there are not that great, and when you're paying up, it's like $300-$400. You seem to be getting a decent watch that'll last you for a while.
Right, Greg, that's the advice you ought to follow. Let's go to Pasadena this time, and for Richard, John's given us a call. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, Tony and Richard. Thank you for taking my call. My computer runs on Windows 10. After the last update, my computer does not give data to the printer. It will scan back to the computer, but it won't give data to the printer. Have you heard of this problem?
Yes,
and can
I have.
You suggest a remedy?
Yep, so go back in and check Windows 10 again, so there should be another update for it which will fix that issue. But you may have to reload the printer drivers from the manufacturer's website.
Right, I did do that, but I haven't gone back to there's another update since then, is there?
There is. Microsoft sent another update for it. So, a lot of people with printer issues around, and they're hoping with the 2004 update that it's all fixed now.
Right, so it was a problem. Okay.
There was a problem.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
All right,
thanks.
From Pasadena to Gillis Plains this time around, 24 past two, and Jackie's on the phone. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
We're both well, yep.
That's good. Now, the reason I'm calling, I am looking at upgrading my phone, and I currently have a Samsung Galaxy S8.
Right.
And I have been recommended a Oppo phone.
Right.
Never heard of them, wondered what your thoughts were.
If you're after a cheap phone, that's quite good, but I can tell you right now that if you're on the Galaxy S8, I would probably go with the S20, which are being heavily discounted in retailers at the moment.
Right. Okay.
I'll have to have a look. Well, that's a simple solution.
S20, you can literally save $500-$600 on that on those phones at the moment. Top of the range, because when you bought the S8, great phone. I had an S8, S9, I've got the S20, I've an S10, and S20, which is out now, but, you can save hundreds of dollars. So, get yourself a premium phone, then it'll last you for a lot more years.
The old story, Jackie, you get what you paid for. Righto, with a broadband issue from Northgate, Tyron's given us a ring for Richard. Hello, Tyron.
Hi, Grandpa. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. Richard, I've got home broadband, 5G home broadband with Optus.
Yep.
So I'm getting decent speeds between 200 and 400 megabits a second.
Great.
But I'm having issues with page loading on my iOS-enabled devices. So when I go to a website through Chrome or something like that, the page will hang. It'll load and just hang halfway through it and take 20, 30 seconds to load or not load at all.
Have you reset Chrome back to its default?
Yeah, I've uninstalled and reinstalled Chrome.
Right. Have a look at the... what I'd do is I'd do that first. I'd make sure that there is a reset button inside Chrome. I would look at the extensions that I've got loaded in Chrome as well, just to make sure. What antivirus have you got on there?
None, because I'm just using Apple iPhone and iPad.
So it's just on there, which is great, on there as well. I just reset first because it shouldn't make any difference at all.
Okay. So you don't think it would be like a DNS setting in the modem or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. No.
Because the modem's locked down by Optus, so I can't get in there.
Right. To Glenelg North this time around as we head towards 2:30. Michael from there, and a question for Richard. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Bilko. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good, Michael.
Yeah, Richard, listen, I'm thinking about getting a smart TV, and it's got Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on it. I don't have broadband or NBN at home. I have what's called a modem by Telstra, and it's on like 5G, 4 or 5G.
Yeah.
And that's in another room to the lounge. Now, would the TV pick up the Wi-Fi from that to enable me to be able to watch things like Dan or Google Play or what have you?
If it's only one room away, it should be fine when you go along and do that. The problem that you've got is what sort of plan are you on with that device? How much can you download?
I'm on a month-to-month plan, and I get about 45G because Telstra's until the end of the month are giving extra data to people. And so usually I have 20, but at the moment I've got 45 gig.
All right, well, let me throw a cat amongst the pigeons. If you get excited about watching Netflix or Stan or anything, you can watch a gig and a half an hour.
Oh, jeez.
So you've got to do the mathematics.
Yeah, well, I watch Stan on my computer, just on the screen there, and it doesn't use up much.
No, it doesn't, but on a TV it's different. It's got to fill all those pixels on your TV. So it's a bit different when you stream from stream to a computer to the television itself.
So the guts of the thing, Michael, don't watch it on the television with a printer issue from Modbury North. Malcolm's on the line. G'day, Malcolm.
Hi, Philco. Hi, Richard. Same problem as the chap just a little while ago. The printer was working all right before the 13th of this month. Yep. Tried to print on the weekend. It wouldn't. Went on to the Brother website. Went into printers. First thing that came up was a highlighted section, trouble with printing. Followed that down, and their advice was that one of the security patches from Microsoft for Windows 10...
That's right.
Was causing the problem. Microsoft were aware of the problem and were going to have a patch available early in July.
The patch is available now.
Well, it wasn't on the weekend because it said to I'll check again, but it just said to remove one of four different patches. So I removed the one that I had on there, restarted the computer, printed straight away.
Yeah. Yep,
that was that last security patch is what was causing the problem.
But, that's it. So you've done the right. There is either an update there for it, or you have to remove the update and patch it again. Reload the printer drivers.
Another problem solved. I was jotting it down in shorthand. Get out of here. Dominic at Colonel Light Gardens, you'll have to be our last caller before the headlines at 2:30. G'day, Dominic.
G'day, Philco, Richard. Listen, I went on my phone and I was looking up something, and you know how you get bombarded by advertising. I accidentally pressed on the 24/7 pokey, and for the
I cannot
get rid of it. It keeps on coming up in my calendar, and I can't get rid of it. I'm ready to get the hammer and smash my phone. I can't work out.
That's the solution. Get a hammer and smash them.
And I cannot get rid of it. I haven't.
What phone have you got?
iPhone 7.
Right, go in and clear all your browsing history in there. So go, if you've got Safari loaded, clear all that. Chrome, clear all that as well. Restart the phone, you should be fine.
And it keeps and on. I've actually deleted my calendar app.
What calendar app are you?
It keeps on coming up as an event.
The pokey one on there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so listen, it's just
I
not.
Dominic,
send them an email that said that prior third party.
Dominic, you're going to have to contact Richard after the show and get him to come out because at this stage of the game.
Window of the truck and run it over. I've had enough.
Yeah, well, that'll fix it.
We'll put you back to Josh. He'll give you my number and give me a call. All right.
Frustration, I reckon. Nothing worse than a frustrated truck driver. Richard, we loved what you do. What's the telephone number? There are people that desperately want to get a hold of you.
Head and call 0419 829 145 or head over to AdelaideTechGuy.com.au.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au, and you're on the other end of the line. Good on you, mate. Love to chat to you. He's the absolute brilliant at what he does. Richard Pascoe out.